But with the President's Cup commencing here in Melbourne this week, off the back of the Australian Open in Sydney, golf is currently in the Australian sporting limelight. Ernie Els captains the international team, while Tiger Woods, who has just touched down in Melbourne and spoken to the press, he's at the helm for Team USA. One man who knows all about the significance and drama of the President's Cup is a hero for the international team in 1998, or one of the heroes anyway, in Craig Parry, whose delicate pitch shot in that event remains entrenched in Australian sporting folklore. The internationals won the event that year, the only time in President's Cup history, with a tie, of course, back in 2003. And I'm pleased to say that Craig Parry joins us on the line. Thanks for your time, Craig.
Not a problem.
Now, it would be remiss of me not to ask about the Patrick Reed situation here. He's been condemned for violating the rules and flattening out the sand behind his ball in the Bahamas on the weekend. Are you a traditionalist? Do you think the criticism towards him is justified, or is he being harshly dealt with?
I think he should go and have a look at the video and then judge it how it's really been seen.
Yes, it's certainly interesting in terms of the way the public has reacted. Do you think the crowds should sledge him, or do you not advocate for that?
No, I don't think the crowds should sledge him, but look, he has to understand that he's a professional golfer, and professional golfers do not cheat.
Mm. Well, before we reflect... Yep, go on.
Yeah, no, that's what I truly believe. And, you know, he's done the wrong thing. He had one swipe of it. He had two swipes of it. Once he's seen what actually happened, he should have said, look, I didn't know what was happening. You know, I mistakenly did it and cop the penalty, you know, sweet, and just say, you know, I really didn't mean to do it. Well, obviously that's what he said, but it doesn't look that way in the video, does it?
Mm. What do you think that effects and the whole drama will have on the US team, given there are probably some within the team who would disagree with his actions?
Oh, I'm sure they do disagree with his actions, and, you know, they would be condemning him as well. But, you know, this week's a team game, and everyone has to be on the same page. Tiger will sort that out, and I'm sure it would have been spoken about on the plane coming over. And they have to get their act together, and they're still going to be an extremely difficult team to beat.
No doubt about that. We're speaking with Craig Parry here on SEN. Before we reflect on 1998, I want to get your thoughts on the 2019 President's Cup. Ernie Els came out last week and said that his international team doesn't fear the influence of Tiger Woods. From your experience, you played against him in 98. Does Tiger bring this aura in his presence on the golf course, or is it actually easy as an opponent to plant that in the back of your mind?
Oh, look, he's one of the greatest golfers that ever played the game, and you know, he's a fierce competitor. And to play against Tiger, I always enjoyed it because you knew he was going to hit good shots. So that meant that you actually had to hit good shots as well. And, you know, you knew you had to go out there and play well. So I always felt it, you know, inspired me to play better than probably what I would normally.
And do you feel an element of sympathy for Adam Scott, who always carries a significant amount of expectation on his shoulders because of his profile? I know he missed the cut at the Australian Open in pretty difficult conditions. How do you rate Adam Scott's capacity and resilience to overcome any form slump that may arise? Do you think he'll recover well here at the President's Cup?
I don't think Adam will have a problem on coming out and playing well at Royal Melbourne. He's a world-class player. Played well for a long period of time. You know, he knows Royal Melbourne really well. You know, he'll still play really well next week, or this week, I should say.
We're speaking with Craig Parry here on SEN. Tell us about the unique atmosphere that surrounds the President's Cup from a playing perspective. How does it compare to a major, and does it have that extra layer of significance simply by taking on the might of the US?
Yeah, look, it's hard as an international team because you've got so many different countries coming together under the one umbrella to play as the internationals, whereas the Americans, they've just got the American players, so it's much easier to get them on the same page versus the international team. But, you know, having Ernie Els as captain, you know, everyone knows everyone so well in that these days. I think that it won't take long, and the international team will be ready to play. They just need a little bit of luck, and obviously the American team's got, you know, major champions, and, you know, they're a very, very strong team. However, they're playing in Australian conditions, which is very unfamiliar to the American players.
You've played at many golf courses around the world. Where does Royal Melbourne rank with you from a sentimental perspective, particularly when there's a big crowd and a great atmosphere?
Look, Royal's number one in Australia as far as I'm concerned, especially the composite course. And, you know, it ranks right up against the best of all the courses around the world. You know, you often get asked at Sportsman's Nights, you know, which is the best golf course? Well, Royal is our best golf course. And, you know, each one of the better courses around the world, I mean, it's in the top few.
We're speaking with Craig Parry here on Time On. Look, many listeners out there would have fond memories of that famous pitch shot that you executed in 1998 at the 18th hole on day two when you needed to get up and down to have any chance. What was your approach mentally before executing, and what was the exhilaration like when you landed it and punched the air?
Look, when Shigeki hit me just left of the green, with the chip shot, it actually wasn't that difficult a chip shot. It was just a matter of picking a spot out in the green, and lucky for me, there was a blemish in the green, which is unusual for Royal Melbourne, and I just had to land it on that spot and just run it down to the hole. And it was always going to finish reasonably close, and you know, it's just a matter of just landing on that spot, which it did, and you know, the rest is history. And you know, the crowd went crazy, and it was fantastic.
And tell us about the star-studded lineup in that 1998 event on both sides. It included Tiger Woods, who's coming around again, Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk, Ernie Els, Vijay Singh, Greg Norman, some big names in the sport. Was it intimidating, and did you ever get the chance to socialise with many of them off the green, particularly after day two?
Yeah, look, our team actually went together on the bus to and from the official hotel, which is the Crown. And we left as a team, and we went back to the hotel as a team. We ate as a team, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, you know, we did everything together. And then after the tournament was finished, we went actually back to the Crown and had dinner with the Americans and had a few drinks. So it was actually a really good week. And Peter Thompson was fantastic as captain.
Yeah, of course, the late Peter Thompson. We're speaking with Craig Parry here on SEN. Just a couple more before I let you go, and we appreciate your time. What are your thoughts on the current state of Australian golf? Do you think the talent stocks and attention is rising, or do you feel at times that some of the state events in particular, for instance, are being dwarfed by other sports in the country when it comes to getting mainstream attention?
Look, we've got a lot of young guys coming through that have a lot of talent. We just need them to golf overseas and play these tours all around the world. I mean, we're competing against all the other sports in Australia, but also we've got tournaments all around the world where we're trying to compete with as well. You know, when I grew up as a kid, we had 15 events on the Australian tour. Mm. It's a little bit different today because, you know, there weren't events in China and Asia. You were really competing with Japan, sometimes South Africa, but, you know, now they're all over the world, and this is a lot of tournaments, and it's very difficult for the guys to come back and play. So, you know, if we've got the two big tournaments, the Australian Open and the PGA, you know, that's all you can expect our better players to come back and play.
And just lastly, Craig, who are you tipping to exert their influence in this President's Cup, and can the internationals finally break the drought?
I think we can break the drought. The influence players, I mean, obviously Adam and Alicia and Cameron Smith, these guys have to play really well this week because they've got a lot of local knowledge, and you know, they're going to have a lot of crowd support as well. So there's a lot of expectations on those guys to play well. We need a couple more players to play well, and then all of a sudden you can beat them. So it's not that far off, but we have to have a little bit of luck and the draw, and you know, who does what at any given time. You know, that's what happened in 98. So you know, you need that ebb and flow, and you need the flow to be going your way so you win the matches.
Well, Craig, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the chat and enjoy the President's Cup action. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, not a problem. I will enjoy it, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Craig Parry, one of the heroes of the 1998 President's Cup victory for the internationals. Great to pick his brain on the world of golf. We'll take a break and we'll chat more golf on the other side.